啊，最近这几天呢，在全美国的各区啊，都在举开学生灵恩会。
So in these couple of days, in different regions all over the United States, they're holding the SSC.
这次学生灵恩会的主题就是过着一个祷告的生活。
And this SSC, the topic is a life of prayer.
所以可以说每个地方教会都在谈祷告。
So I can say that in different local churches, they're talking about prayer.
那这是一个很好的机会啊，让我们再次的思考祷告所带来的能力。
And this is a very good opportunity for all of us to think and ponder upon the powers and strength we gain from prayer.
那祷告所带来的喜乐与平安。
And the happiness and joy we gain from prayer.
那事实上，人类祷告的历史已经是很久了。
And as a matter of fact, the history of human being and them praying has been long recorded in history.
虽然祷告这两个字呢，在我们的教科书，在每天的报章杂志呢，是很少被看到的。
And even though the word prayer is rarely seen in our textbooks, in the magazines and newspaper that we read.
但是祷告的心呢，在人们的心目当中啊，早就有了。
But however, this word prayer has already been deeply imprinted in the hearts of men.
当神创造人以后
，After God has created man,
那相信神跟人之间呢，经常有对话。
And I'm quite sure God often communicated with men.
可是从人类犯罪以后
，But after men sinned,
这种对话呢，就失去了。
Then we've lost this form of communication.
啊，直到有一个时候呢，这个对话又好像是恢复了。
Only until certain time that this communication, came back.
啊，请看创世纪。
Let's look at Genesis.
创世纪第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
二十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 26.
创世纪第四章二十六节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 26.
创世纪第四章二十六。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 26。
赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以挪士。那个时候呢，人才求告神的名。那圣经特别说，特别记载说，那个时候呢，人才求告神的名。
The Bible there records, then men began to call on the name of the Lord.
那为什么要求告神的名呢
？Why do they need to call on the name of the Lord？
好像我们要。为什么要喊一个人的名字
？It's just like the reason why we want to call out other people's names.
我们喊他的名字，就是我们要跟他说话。
When we call out other people's name, is that we want to talk to them.
啊，不然的话，他就一直走啊。
Or else the person will just continue walking on, not knowing.
所以要喊他的名字，他会停住，才会听我们的，我们才能够跟他说话。
Only when you call out the name of the person, then they will take notice, stop, and talk to you.
所以人犯罪以后
，So after men sinned，
神就不听人的声音呢、啊、
？God no longer wanted to listen to the voices of men。
神就做他自己的事情。
Then God went about doing his own things。
啊，人要求告啊。
And now men need to
call。人要跟神说话
，because men wanted to talk to God。
因为这个时候，人家觉得有这个需要。
Because then men had realized they need to talk to the Lord。
所以必须要先喊神的名字。
That's why they need to first call on the name of the Lord。
当然，当时神还没有给他们名字。耶稣的名字还没有出现。
And of course, at that time, God hasn't given the name of Jesus for them to call yet.
所以他们到底是喊什么，我们也不知道啊。
So we don't know exactly what was the name that they call out.
但是他们有求告主的名。
But they did call on the name of the Lord.
为着要跟神说话。
In order to talk to the Lord.
可是当时呢，圣经没有记载神有回答。
But however, the Bible did not record either or not at that time did God reply.
可是人们就是一直想跟神说话。
But however, men continued to call to want to talk to the Lord.
一直喊神的名字。
And continually they would call the name of the Lord.
所以我们看他们那个渴慕之心啊，是很值得效法的。
So this heart of eagerness wanting to pursue after calling the name of the Lord, we need to learn and be like them.
我们有时候看那个植物人哦，躺在病床上。
Oftentimes we see people that are in a state of coma, like almost like a vegetable. They're lying on the hospital bed.
你看这个亲属的人呢、啊，这个亲属啊，他的啊，他的配偶啊，他的子女啊，他的父母亲都整天在喊着他某某人呐、阿花啦、阿雄啦，醒来的阿花、阿雄醒来了，就醒不来。
And continually, the family and friends on the side of the hospital bed will call out their name, you know, awake, awake, and then trying to wake them up.
希望他能够回应啊。
In hopes that they will reply.
说今天神就能够回应我们的祷告，那是最大的幸福啊，最大的福气啊，你看是不是？
So if today God will reply to our prayer, then indeed this is the greatest blessing.
直到有个时候呢。啊、神有回应啊
Until a time came and God did reply、
啊、再来看创世纪第八章
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 8
第八章二十节
Genesis chapter 8 verse 20
创世纪第八章二十节
Genesis chapter 8 verse 20
挪亚为神筑了一座坛拿各类洁净的牲畜飞鸟现在坛上为燔祭二十一
21
神闻那馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因人的缘故啊，做主地啊。人从小心里就怀着恶念啊。”啊，这边说，挪亚出了方舟以后啊，就拿一些洁净的动物啊，洁净的牲畜、飞鸟，献在坛上。
Here records that Noah built an altar to the Lord and using clean animal and a clean bird.
献为燔祭。
And to use it as a burnt offering on the altar.
那这边说，神闻那个馨香之气啊，闻那个香气以后就很高兴。
And verse 21 it says the Lord smelled the smoothing aroma, and he was delighted in his heart.
就说他以后不再用水来毁灭大地。
He says I will never again curse a man's ground, with water.
也不再因人的缘故来咒诅大地。
And I will not curse the ground for man's sake anymore.
那我们来看一看当时。挪亚他献燔祭，献燔祭意思就是说、啊、把这些牲畜啊拿来宰杀，然后就放到坛上烧。
So when he offered a burnt offering, this means that he is clean. He has taken these clean animals and then offered by burning unto the Lord.
我们想想啊，当时还没有离经剂的酱油啊，酱油膏。
At that time, we know that we don't have soy sauce.
哎，没有味全的什么那个沙茶酱。
And we don't have seasonings like the satay sauce.
没有要抹那个什么牛排啊，那这个 A1.
And we don't have A1 sauce that we smother on our steak.
哇，那神怎么会闻到那个馨香之气呀？
And how is it possible that God can smell the sweet aroma of the offering then?
当时只是很简单啊，就把动物杀了，就放到坛上烧。
At that time, it was just very simple. After they cleaned, they cut animal and they would burn on the altar.
可是神呢，闻起来很香啊。
But however, God smelled this as a very soothing aroma.
好，那我们再思考另外一个问题。
Then let's think of another question.
神是在最高的地方啊。
God is in such a high place.
我们这个香啊，这个在烤肉的时候啊，你这个闻香能够，这个香气能够飘多远啊？
And when you're making a burnt offering or you're making a barbecue, how far can this smell, this aroma travel?
比如说在你们家烤肉的话，我家就闻不到啊。
Of course, for example, if you're barbecuing in your house, and in my house, I'll probably not be able to smell.
我们只要闻到的话，那中午我们就不用煮饭了，就赶快到你们家去吃烤肉啊。
Because if I can smell it, then I don't need to cook lunch anymore. I'll just go over to your house and have some barbecue myself.
所以神在最高的地方，那这个香气能够飘多远啊
？So God is in in the most high place, then how far can this smell of soothing aroma, fragrant be carried far?
所以香气也不是很香，因为也没有什么酱哦，因为有什么酱可以抹它，使它更香。
So even though this aroma, there's no fragrant, there's no, we didn't put any ingredients of other things on top of it. Then how can it be carried in such far distance?
就是很香的话，也不能够飘得太远呢、啊。
Even if it does smell very fragrant and wonderful, it probably would not be able to travel long distance as well.
可是圣经说啊，那啊主神啊，就闻了那馨香之气。
But however, the Bible records the Lord smelled the soothing aroma.
这个时候，这个一个奥秘啊。
So this is a profound mystery.
这个就是啊，挪亚所献的祭是很美啊。
That means the offering that Noah has burnt to the Lord is very beautiful.
这个就是告诉我们啊，挪亚所献的这个香气呢，已经灵化，才能够达到神的面前啊。
This is to tell us the offering that Noah has made to the Lord has transformed into a spiritual offering.
挪亚的献祭啊，不只是这些我们肉眼所能够看得到的是。鸡鸭的牛羊呢
So this offering that Noah has made not only is just to the physical eye, these animals, the duck, the goat, and the cow.
他所献的已经超过那一个的
Because what he has offered has surpassed all of this.
所以他灵力啊已经升华到神的面前
And in the spirit, it has already been transformed before the Lord.
所以神才闻得到啊
Only then can God smell this aroma.
神闻了以后就非常高兴
And after God had smelled this aroma, he was delighted.
所以这个美的地方啊。
And this is where it's beautiful.
因为挪亚他存一个感恩的心情来献祭。
Because Noah had a heart of thanksgiving when he offered.
他存着顺服的心情来献祭。
He had a heart of submissiveness when he offered.
虽然他留在方舟里面大概一年多的时间呢。
And even though he has already stayed inside the ark for a time of almost a year.
那个一年多的时间要是在一个密闭里面跟那些动物在一起已经一年多的时间那个空气一定是很不好的
I'm quite sure after you staying in a confined place for a year with animal and I'm sure the smell is not very pleasant
雨停了水干了
After the rain has stopped and the ground has dried
挪亚他没有马上急着要跳出去、啊、
Noah did not immediately jump off the ark
他只等到神告诉他说你可以出方舟了他才出方舟、啊、
Only he waited till the time that God has instructed him that he was ready to head out into the ark then he did
他按照神的命令进入方舟
According to the will and instructions of the Lord he entered into the ark
又是按照神的命令出方舟
And then also according to the will and instruction of the Lord he entered out of the ark
从头到尾都是按照神的指示
From the beginning to the end is all according to the instructions of the Lord.
你看这种多美好啊
And how wonderful it is.
所以神就闻到它的香气
And that's why God was able to smell this sweet aroma.
所以它的献祭已经被灵化然后升到神的面前
So his offering has become a spiritual offering presented before the Lord.
所以他灵里就能够跟神交通
That's why he was able to communicate with the Lord in spirit.
那我们看这种情形呢要一直到五旬节以后呢，要出现的。
We can see the situation then occurs next in the Pentecost.
我们请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts of Apostles, chapter 2.
《使徒行传》第二章十一节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 11.
使徒行传》第二章十一节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 11.
哥利底看亚拉伯人都听见他们用我们的香谈谈啊讲说神的大能大作为这么是记载五旬节的时候圣灵降临的情形
Here records when on the day of Pentecost the Holy Spirit descended
我们看看当时圣灵为什么会降临
Let's look at the reason why the Holy Spirit descended on Pentecost
因为主耶稣告诉门徒说：“你们不能够离开耶路撒冷。”
Because the Lord Jesus Christ had told the apostles that you cannot depart from Jerusalem.
要等候父所应许的圣灵。
You must wait for the promised Holy Spirit.
但是神没有告诉他们到底要等多久啊？耶稣没有告诉他们要等多久。
But however, God did not tell them how long they must wait.
所以他们必须要等啊，一天一天的等。
So day after day they waited.
这个不简单啊，没有告诉他们多久呢。
This is not easy to not tell you how long you have to wait.
有时候我们人啊等不及啊，失去耐心呢。
And oftentimes, as men, we lose our patience.
啊，本来是只有十几个人啊。
In the beginning, there were just
十几个人在一起祷告。
A few of them in the team and the numbers of just praying together.
可能最多是二十个人呢。
And then perhaps then it's 20.
那你们这二十个人，他们都不离开。
But however, these 20-some people, they insisted on not leaving.
等一天、两天、三天还没有圣灵降下来。
After a day, 2 days, 3 days, there was still no descension of the Holy Spirit.
他们继续留在那个地方祷告。
But however, they continued to stay there to pray.
因为他们这个坚持的心啊，所以吸引了更多的人。
And because this heart of determination, it had drawn more people to come.
到后来呢，就变成120个人在祷告。
All the way till the end, it became 120 people praying together.
圣灵降临以后啊，他们还在祷告。
And after the descension of the Holy Spirit upon them, they continued to pray.
结果3000多个人在加入他们的祷告。
And then 3,000 more people came with them to pray with them.
那他们在祷告什么？
What are they praying for?
为什么这个祷告能够吸引那么多的人？
Why can this prayer draw so much attention and have so many people come?
11节说啊，他们在讲说神的大作为。
In verse 11, it says their tongues talk of the wonderful works of God.
这个说是一个很美的地方啊。
This is something that is very beautiful.
那美不是每一个人都会欣赏的。
And however, beauty is not for everyone to enjoy.
我们去这个美术博物馆啊。
When we go to the art museum.
有很多有名的画画。
And we see many famous, well-known paintings.
有的东西啊，有的画我们就根本就看不懂。
And there's some paintings we really have no idea what it's about.
可是内行的人啊，他能够在那里欣赏个半天呢。
But however, people who understand about the painting, they can admire and look at the painting for a long period of time.
我们外行人啊，眼睛一瞄就过去了。
However, for people that we don't understand about this painting, would just take a glance and walk by.
那一样的这个方向，内行人啊，他们就听得懂。哇，这个讲说神的大作为啊。
And just like here, the people that understand about the works of God says. Understands these tongues are talking about the wonderful works of God.
那外行人说啊，这群人到底是什么神经病啊？
And people that don't understand what they're doing, they think these bunch of people are just fools.
他们是不是被神灵灌满的？
Are they possessed?
说一样，我们今天的方言之美。
So today, the beauty of speaking in tongues.
很多人不能够体验得到啊。
Many people cannot experience it.
他说我们内行的人，哇，真的是感谢主啊！这个方言真的是多美的，讲说神的大作为啊。
Thank the grace of the Lord for us that we understand the talks of the wonderful works of God.
好，请问大家。
I want to ask all of you.
你在祷告的时候，当然是用灵言祷告。
When you're praying and you're praying in tongues.
我们当中几个人在讲说神的大作为。
How many of you are actually speaking of the wonderful works of God?
有几个?
How many?
我们没有啊。
None of us.
我们可能是帮助这个那个祷告，帮助教会祷告。
Perhaps we're praying for this person, we're praying for the church.
没有在讲说神的大作为啊。
We're not really praying and speaking of the wonderful works of God.
那这些门徒们，他们有没有在讲说神的大作为？
But what about the disciples? Are they speaking of the wonderful works of God?
没有啊。
No.
大家在灵里，在灵里已经被翻译成为神的道作为。
Because in the spirit, when they speak in tongue, has been translated by the angels that they're speaking of the wonderful works of God.
他们已经变成一个歌颂的声音了。
It has become a unit of them praying together, like they're praising God.
这个声音就非常美。
And these voices are indeed very beautiful.
这个在灵里面才能够享受得到啊。
This can only be enjoyed in the spirit.
可能我们也听不出来。
Perhaps we ourselves can't even take notice of this.
但是像挪亚的献祭一样，已经被灵化，已经升到神的面前了。
It's just like the sacrifice and the offering of Noah has already been transformed, becoming the sacrifice of the spirit.
因为神跟人之间就没有距离。
And now then, no longer is there a distance between men and God.
就变成神在人的里头，人在神的里头。
It's become that man has become part of God, and God has become part of men.
神的圣洁就是人的圣洁。
And the purity and the whole, and the cleanliness of God has become the purity of men.
神的能力就是人的能力。
The power of God has become the power of men.
神人合一。
And now men and God become one.
所以以后就产生什么事情呢？
Then what happens later on?
这里门徒们啊，他们就有胆量、有智慧，能够出去传主的福音呢。
And after this, then the disciples have the power and courage to go out to preach the gospel.
好，请看第4章13节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 13.
第4章13节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
他们见彼得约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇认明他们是跟过耶稣的。主耶稣的门徒啊，很少有接受什么高等的教育。
The disciples of Jesus, not many of them had received high education.
他们是农夫啊，捕鱼的啦。
They were farmers. They were fishermen.
他们所讲的就是怎么捕鱼呀、啊。
And the things that they speak of are the techniques of fishing.
啊，怎么种田啊
？And how to farm.
啊，他们所知道的也是这一些。
And that's all they know of.
啊，这一些人呢，现在要去见官府啊。
And now these people are going to go and meet the people that are in the government.
那以前都是要有学问的人，受过教育的人才能够去当官。
Only at that time you had to be educated in order for you to become part of the government official.
啊，这些没有学问的人啊，要去见官呢，他们不怕。
But however, these uneducated people, now they're going to go see government officials, but they were not afraid.
他们不但不怕，反而他们所讲的道理都非常有条有理啊，有系统，有组织的。
And not only were they not afraid, but the words and the truth that they speak of are very, are very bold and very clear.
不但如此，每一句都带着能力。
And not only that, but it comes with power.
跟那些哲学家，跟那些演说家不一样。
It's different than philosophers or people who give speeches.
所以官府啊，也看出，哎，这些人啊，怎么会这样子的
？So these government officials, they see how is it possible that these people can speak like so?
所以就认定他们、啊、一定是跟过耶稣的。
And that's why they realized that they had been with Jesus.
因为耶稣所讲的话跟文士跟法利赛人不一样。
Because the words that Jesus spoke of were very different than the teachers of law and the Pharisees.
耶稣所讲的话是能够带给人的生命更新改造。
And the words that Jesus spoke can renew a person's spirit and can make them new again.
耶稣的教训是活的教训。
The teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ is a lively teaching.
是活的学问呢、啊。
And it's a lively knowledge.
一般的人，哲学家所讲的是死的教训，死的东西。
And the things that the philosopher speak of are things of the past and the dead.
所以他们都觉得很稀奇呀、啊。
That's why they were marveled.
所以圣灵降临以后。
So after the descension of the Holy Spirit.
他们祷告。
And they prayed.
他述说神的大作为。
And they speak of the wonderful works of the Lord.
多么的美呀、啊、
！And how beautiful it is！
那我们再看《哥林多前书》。
Let's turn to First Corinthians。
哥林多前书十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14。
哥林多前书十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14。
第一节
，Verse 1，
你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐。其中更羡慕的就是做先知讲道，那说方言的原不是对人说，乃是对神说，因为没有人能够听出来。然而在他心里却是讲说各样的奥秘啊，所以在灵里祷告讲说各样的奥秘。
Here when we pray in the spirit, we speak mysteries.
个人假设知道各样的奥秘，是很喜乐的一个事情啊。
And if we can understand all different kinds of mysteries, then it's something that is very miraculous.
假如任何一个人能够知道一点点的奥秘，只要知道一点点基因的奥秘，保证他能够得诺贝尔奖。
I'm quite sure if any man they know only a little bit of the mystery about genetics and I'm sure they can even receive the Nobel Prize.
现在的人还不能够全部知道这个基因的奥秘啊。
For men right now cannot fully understand of the mysteries of genes.
所以一个人只要能够知道这个奥秘，那是多么的喜乐啊。
And so therefore, if one person can understand of these profound mystery, and how joyful can they be?
啊，圣经告诉我们说，祷告人在灵里呢，却是讲说各样的奥秘。
However, the Bible tells us when we pray and we and the Spirit, we speak mysteries.
你说美不美呀、啊、
？Isn't it very beautiful?
喜不喜乐啊
？How joyful it is!
难怪啊，保罗他被关了也很喜乐啊。
No wonder that when Paul was imprisoned, he still was filled with joy.
因为他在讲说神的奥秘啊。
Because he's speaking of the mysteries of the Lord.
他虽然人在监狱里头。
And even though he was imprisoned,
但是他心是自由的。
But however, his heart was free.
好，我们来看一个故事。
Let's look at a story.
使徒行传。
Let's Acts.
十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章二十五节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 25.
使徒行传十六章二十五节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 25.
约在半夜的时候，保罗和希拉祷告、赞美、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。二十六。
26。
突然呢，地就大震动，甚至监牢的地基都动摇了。监狱的门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。二十七。
27。
禁足一醒来了，看见监狱的门全开了，他们以为啊，这个逃犯都已经逃走了。说他们畏罪啊，他们说啊，这下子惨了，糟糕了，就要拔刀自杀。好，我们看一看啊，保罗当时是被跟希拉是被关在监狱里头。
Here we can see at that time Paul and Silas were imprisoned.
但是他们呢，祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
But however, when they were in prison, they were praying and singing hymns to God.
他们也是人呢、啊。
They're still human like us.
就好像挪亚在献祭一样。
Just like Noah when he's making that offering.
啊，是献上物质的东西。
They're offering things on the physical things.
可是他们的忠心的这个精神啊，他们的祷告、唱着赞美神，就升华到神的面前。
However, when they're praying and singing hymns, all this has ascended to God.
因为他们在讲说神的大作为。
For they're speaking of the wonderful works of the Lord.
他们在诉说神的奥秘。
And they're speaking of the mysteries of the Lord.
啊，这种声音是非常美的。
These kind of voices indeed are very beautiful.
啊，免到囚犯啊，他们也侧耳而听啊，他们也很喜欢听。
Beautiful to a point that even the other prisoners were listening to them.
因为太美了，就免到带出一个能力来。
It's so beautiful to a point that there had become a great power.
所以二十六节说啊，这个地的根基啊就震动了。
That's why in 26 says suddenly there was a great earthquake.
啊，监狱的门都开了。
And then all the doors of the jail was opened.
这个时候美所带来的能力。
This is what the beauty, the power that beauty brings forth.
方言之美啊。
This is how beautiful speaking in tongues.
连囚犯都很喜欢听。
Even to the point that all the prisoners enjoy listening.
啊，有一回在 Sweetos 啊举开灵恩布道会。
There was a time there was a spiritual convocation held in Cerritos Church.
啊，也会传到他上台布道。
And there was a pastor on the pulpit.
那在祷告呢，当然就是邀请大家能够到前面来祷告。
And at the prayer, he invited everyone to come forth to pray.
那有位慕道朋友啊，他没有到前面来祷告。
And there was a true seeker that did not come forward to pray.
他还在坐在椅子上。
And he was still sitting on the pew.
他连跪都没跪。
And he even refused to kneel down.
啊，传道在按手的时候。
So when the pastor was laying hands.
啊，就注意到那个慕道者啊，他也没跪啊，眼睛又睁着两个大大的。
And the pastor realized that not only did he not kneel down, but he was sitting there with two eyes wide open.
那个传道很不自，让传道很不自在呀。
So the pastor felt really at.Very unease.
啊，那监视这个传道在按手的每一个动作。
So this person, the truth seeker, was paying its close attention to every single movement of the pastor when he was laying hands on people.
啊，等到祷告结束以后。
Until the time that the prayer had ended.
啊，这位慕道者他才叫做见证啊。
And then the truth seeker wanted to testify.
他说刚在祷告的时候。
The truth seeker testified and says, when you were just praying,
他眼睛是睁开的，他没有闭的。
My eyes were opened.
然后他就看到这个屋顶上啊，就开一个小洞。
And he saw that on the roof there had been a small opening.
啊，这个洞口呢就越开越大，越开越大。
And this opening had gotten bigger and bigger.
啊，就天使啊站在那个洞，在那个屋顶上洞口的地方。
And the angel was standing right on the opening on the ceiling.
啊，这些信徒祷告的声音就往上升啊，通过那个洞口就往上升。
And all the members' voices of prayers ascended through that hole, that opening in that ceiling.
啊，天使在那里再加上天使的歌颂声音。
And there the angel included the voice of the singing of the angels.
所以那个人他也看到天使的歌唱声跟信徒祷告声就一起往上升。
Then that person, the truth seeker, saw that the voices of the prayers, including with the voice of the angel, was ascending.
你说我们灵眼美不美啊？
So isn't it so beautiful?
太美了。
It's indeed very
beautiful. 目睹者用两个眼睛都看到了。
It's so beautiful to a point that the true seeker can see it with his own two eyes.
神打开他眼睛，让他看到灵界的奥秘。
For God has opened up his eyes to see the profound mysteries in the spirit.
让他看到灵里的美，祷告之美。
To see how beautiful prayer is in the spirit.
他很羡慕啊。
Of course, he was very, he looked fondly upon this.
所以我们今天能够用灵言祷告，真是很感谢主啊。
So if today we can pray to God in tongue, we have to thank the Lord.
这个就是我们的宝贝啊。
This is, something very valuable to us.
不清楚的就让它不清楚。
If it's unclear, then let it pass by.
但是我们已经知道的人，我们就要追求这一个。
But however, something that we know very clear, we must pursue after.
然后主耶稣他被圣灵充满以后他怎么样呢
well, let's look at what happened to the Lord Jesus Christ after he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们请看路加福音第十章
let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 10.
路加福音十章二十一节
Luke chapter 10 verse 21.
路加福音十章二十一节
Gospel of Luke chapter 10 verse 21.
二十一
21.
正当那个时候呢，耶稣啊被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明的人、通达人就隐藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。”啊，耶稣他被圣灵感动。
Here, Jesus was touched by the Holy Spirit.
他就很欢乐。
And he was filled with joy.
他就赞美神，歌颂神。
So he praised God.
耶稣他就很欢乐哦。
So here we see Jesus was rejoicing.
但我们看过耶稣在哭的时候啊。
We've seen times when Jesus cried.
耶稣有忧愁的时候啊。
The times when Jesus full of sorrow.
但是这边特别记载耶稣被圣灵感动的时候。
But here it clearly records the time when Jesus is filled with the Holy Spirit and he rejoiced.
坐在诉说各样的奥秘啊。
And he was speaking of profound mysteries.
就在讲说神的大作为啊。
And he's speaking of the wonderful works of the Lord.
所以他说是父啊，天地的主啊。
He says, Father, Lord of heaven.
感谢你啊。
Thank you.
那这个以前他什么事情呢
？Then what happened before this?
以前他是经常啊被这些法利赛人啊围攻的。
Before this, he was often targeted by the Pharisees.
但是呢。他被圣灵感动的时候，他就很快乐，
But how,
很喜乐。
However, during the time he had been filled with the Holy Spirit and touched by the Holy Spirit, he was filled with joy.
我们很多弟兄姊妹祷告被圣灵充满，也是很喜乐的。
Of course, many brothers and sisters, when we pray and we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we are filled with joy.
因为当我们在祷告的时候，
because when we're praying,
好像感觉到神就在我们身边。
We feel as if the Lord is right beside us.
好像耶稣基督就在我们心当中。
It's just like Jesus Christ is inside our hearts.
就成为我们心中的主人呢。
Has become the master of our hearts.
我们就不用惧怕。
We no longer have to fear.
我们的烦恼就一扫而空。
And all our worries can be swiped away.
就好像新天新地实现一样啊。
It's just like new heaven, new earth.
所以圣经里告诉我们呢。
So the Bible tells us.
他说有一条啊圣路啊是。专门为属灵而开的。
The Bible tells us there is a holy path that has been opened to the Spirit.
所以祷告就是一条通往天国之路啊。
For prayer is just a path that can let us enter into heavenly kingdom.
祷告就是一条跟神在灵交之路。
And prayer is this path that we lead to communication between the Lord.
所以在这条路上走的人。
So the ones that trod on this path.
就是愚蠢的人，他也不会绊倒的。
Even if you are foolish, you will not fall.
这条路啊，不像我们普通高速公路啊。
This path is not like our highways.
高速公路会塞车，会堵车啊。
And this highway in our world, it will have traffic jam.
有时候堵车会让我们失去耐心。
And sometimes during the times of traffic jam, we will get very uneasy and lose patience.
会夺走我们心中的喜乐，夺走心中的平安。
And take away our peace and our joy.
可是祷告这条路。
However, this path of prayer.
圣经说啊，忧愁啊都逃避的。
The Bible records all the sorrows have fled away.
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十五章。
Isaiah chapter 35.
三十五章。
Isaiah chapter 35.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
在那里必有一条大道称为圣路，污秽人不得经过，必专为属灵行走。行路的人虽然是愚昧，也不致失迷。在那里并没有狮子猛兽，也不登这条道路。在那里不遇见啊，只有属灵在那里行走，并且呢，神救赎之名必归回，歌唱来到西安啊，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽多逃避。你看多么美好啊！
See how beautiful it is.
这个是祷告的境界呢。
So this is a state of prayer.
啊，祷告境界就是因为主耶稣的救赎而来的。
So in this state of prayer is brought forth by the salvation of the Lord.
在那里呀，其他的人呢不能够走这条高速公路的。
There on this highway, others cannot walk upon this.
只有真耶稣教会的我们啊，才能够走这条高速公路吧。
Only us who are in the Lord, in the true Jesus Church, can we walk on this path.
你想看高速公路，我们在走会不会塞车啊？当然是不会塞车啊。
So when you think of this, if only the true Jesus Church members can walk on this highway, will it be traffic jam? No.
一路通到底呀。
So this is a highway that can take us all the way to the end.
当您在高速公路开车的时候。假设有一条路啊，是专门让你走的啊，让你走的，别人不能走。你看别人塞车，你没有塞车，心中是不是很快乐？还你看，你们都塞车，我能够开，你看开得很快呀。
So if on the highway you have a special path that only you can drive on it, and you see all the other people stuck in traffic jam, and there you are zooming through, of course, doesn't it bring you great joy?
外邦没有信主的，那条高速公路都是塞车的。
So the Gentiles, the non-believers, the highway that they trot on, it's all full of traffic jam.
因为他们那边有狮子啊，有猛兽。
Because there they have lions and they have a wild beast.
有的人走起来又是跌跌撞撞的。
And they walk and they will fall.
但是我们走这条路不一样。
However, this path, this highway that we trod on.
这条路是什么路呢？就是祷告之路。
Then what path is this? This is a pathway of prayer.
你看我们要。唱歌归回啊，来到西安呐、啊。
And we will sing with joy and return to Zion.
啊，有的人呢、啊，因为有时候我们参加各种不同的讲习会。
And oftentimes we will attend different kinds of seminars.
啊，有在洗澡啊，隔壁的洗澡间也有人在洗澡。
And therefore, when you're in your shower stalls, a couple of shower stalls over, people are also showering.
啊，有时候会听到有人边洗澡、啊、边在唱赞美诗 ，Glory, Glory, Hallelujah， 哎。
So you hear people singing Glory, Glory, Hallelujah while they're showering, very full of joy.
为什么？因为他走在这条圣路上。
Why? Because they're walking on this path.
很快乐啊。
They're full of joy.
忧愁叹息都逃避。
Sorrow and sighing all will flee away.
没有什么障碍的。
There's no obstacles.
没有这个在修马路的。
There's no one doing road work.
修马路就好像忧愁叹息啊，会挡住我们。
Road work is just like sorrow and sighing. It will become obstacles for us.
你看方言多么的美啊。
Look how beautiful speaking in tongues.
羡不羡慕吗？
Don't you admire this?
啊，再来看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录第八章。
Revelation chapter 8.
启示录第八章第三节。
Revelation chapter 8 verse 3。
第八章第三节。
Revelation chapter 8 verse 3。
另外一位天使拿着金香炉来站在祭坛的旁边，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。第四。
Verse 4。
那香的烟呢，跟众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前。啊、三第五节
Verse 5,
天使拿了香炉盛满了坛的火倒在地上，所有雷声大声闪电地震、啊啊、这边是在谈到这个天使、啊、拿着香、啊啊、替圣徒献上。
Here it talks about an angel offering a golden censer for the people.
所以好像经过天使的手、啊、
It's just like through the hands of angels.
那为什么要经过天使的手呢？
Why does our prayer need to go through the hands of angels?
因为你要把我们的声音，我们这个很破碎的声音，比如说我沙哑，这个听起来不好听啊。
It's like to take our voices that does not sound very nice.
啊，但是呢，天使要把我的沙哑声音变成很美妙的声音。
But however, angel's going to change my raspy voice into a very beautiful voice.
不然你看这个沙哑声听起来啊，不行不行，这个我不听，我这个刺耳的声音。
If God had listened to my raspy voice, then God would probably say, "No, I do not want to listen to this raspy voice."
但是这个声音已经变成啊很美妙的声音了。
However, this voice of mine has been transformed into a very beautiful voice.
所以神就很喜欢听啊。
So of course, God delights in listening.
你说奇妙不奇妙啊？
Isn't it very full of this? Isn't this full of miracles?
啊，有一点呢，在伯恩教会举行啊 NYTS。
There's one year MITS is held in Baldwin Park Church.
那祷告的时候，因为大概一百多个人参加。
And at that time, there were over 100 attendees, and we were all praying.
那大家都到前面来祷告。
And everyone came forth to pray.
那个祷告声音呢，就好像撞水的声音一样，水的声音很妙，那个好像是泼泼的这样，哇，一泼又一泼。
And the voices of the prayer indeed felt like great waters.
美得很呐。
It was so beautiful.
我们要乐在其中啊
！We have to find joy within.
好，再来看十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
十四章的第一节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 1.
十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1.
我就看见羔羊站在锡安山呢、啊，同他有十四万四千人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。第二。我听见有天上有声音，像撞水的声音，和打雷的声音，并且我所听见的好像弹琴所弹的声音。他们在宝座前，并在四活物站众长老的前面唱歌，仿佛是新歌。除了从地上买来的那十四万四千人以外，没有人能够学这歌啊！什么歌不能够学呢
？What kind of song that we cannot learn？
我们都很有的人很会唱这个歌曲呀、
啊。Many of us we know how to sing many different kinds of songs.
啊，不管是乡村歌曲哈，还是摇滚乐，我看我们年轻人呢要学很快的。
Either it's a country song or rock and roll, and it's very easy for us youths to learn a new song.
但是这个歌还是学不来啊，只有我们才能够唱啊。
However, this song, no one can learn it. Only we can sing it.
这个歌又好像是弹琴的声音呢、啊。
The song is just like a harp, sound of a harp.
这非常美妙。
Very beautiful.
又像水的声音。
Also sound like many waters.
又大雷的声音。
It sounds like thunder.
就是也是很，你说要细也是很细，非常好听。
So you can say the sound can be very tender and quiet.
可是又是带有着能力，像打雷的声音那种能力的。
But at the same time, it comes with great power, just like the sound of thunder.
水是很柔的。
And the water is very soft.
那这个打雷的声音是让人很吓人的。
And the sound of thunder is very frightening.
因为它带着的能力呀、啊。
Because it comes with power.
这是方言之美呀、啊。
So this is the beauty of speaking in tongues.
好，再看十五章。
Let's then turn to Revelation chapter 15.
十五章的第二节。
Chapter 15, verse 2.
我看见仿佛有玻璃海，其中有火掺杂，又看见那些圣的兽和兽的像，并他名字数目的人，都站在玻璃海上，拿着神的琴。你看这些人拿着神的琴。第三。在唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌，说：“主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉奇哉，万世之王啊，你的道途一哉成哉。”他们说什么呢？他们在歌颂神，说神的大作为。
And there were they saying? They're saying of the marvelous works of God.
他们在诉说神各样的奥秘。
They're speaking of the mysteries of the Lord.
So, 我们的祷告呢是一样的，在诉说神的奥秘。
It's the same for us when we're praying. We're speaking of the profound mysteries of the Lord.
啊，当时这些人没有拜过像的人啊，这些属神的人啊，他们就是这样子在唱着新歌。
And these people, who are the people of God, they're singing this new song.
So, 我们虽然祷告。
And even though when we pray, we're not actually singing.
我们祷告，我们听不出我们是不是要讲出神的奥秘。
And when we're praying, we cannot tell if we're actually speaking of the profound mysteries of the Lord.
我们也没有在讲出神的大作为。
And we don't know if we're speaking of the works of the Lord.
但是这个声音呢，这个祷告声音已经被升华、被灵化，成为很奇妙的神的作为、神的奥秘。
However, this prayer of ours has been transformed, this spirit, to be speaking of the marvelous work of the Lord and the profound mysteries of the Lord.
奇妙不奇妙啊？
Isn't it so full of miracles?
我们要重视方言祷告啊。
That's why we need to emphasize on praying in tongues.
我们祷告也不要随便啊，一两分钟就结束，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主是阿门。
We shouldn't pray for just briefly 1 or 2 minutes and conclude our prayer.
我们要直到能够体验这种美。
We need to pray until we can receive and enjoy this kind of beauty.
有在传道要帮信徒按手祷告。
Sometimes the pastors want to lay hands on the members' heads.
啊，有的信徒祷告真的那个祷告声啊，真的非常美好啊。
And there's some beautiful voices that come out from some members.
很柔细，但是又是很 powerful， 又是很有能力。
It feels so tender.And meek at the same time is full of power. Because this joy that's brought forth from the Spirit is very hard to describe. So, dearly beloved brothers and sisters, so when in your first prayer today, have you experienced this kind of experience? Of beauty?
在灵里有没有这种感受?
In the Spirit, do you have this experience?
在述说着神的作为。
To speak of the works of the Lord.
在讲说各样的奥秘。
To speak of different mysteries of the Lord.
充满着赞美，充满着感恩。
And to be filled with thanksgiving and thankful of joy.
没有抱怨。
That there is no complaint.
不需要求什么。
That you don't need to really ask for anything.
那神都知道啊。
For God knows what you need.
所以祷告主耶稣叫我们祷告的第一句话。
So the first thing that the Lord Jesus Christ has taught us to say in prayer is something that's full of praises. And that's why when we pray, we begin from praising the Lord. And our Father in heaven. For our Father is in heaven. And as long as you have a heart of praises for the Lord, then it will come forth with power.
有位传道啊，在台湾的总会上班。
And there was a pastor that works in the IA in Taiwan.
啊，他在那里服侍啊，做服侍工作。
And he serves the Lord there.
啊，说上班，因为他们是早上啊8点啊，然后下午5点就可以离开啊总会办公室。
I say they work there because they work from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. and then they can leave their office.
啊，这位传道人家是住在台北。
And this pastor's home actually is in Taipei.
所以他星期五的下午5点下班以后，他就要回台北家里。
So on Friday, after 5 p.m., then he needs to leave Taichung and head back into Taipei.
那他要坐公共巴士。
And he needs to take a bus.
啊，巴士就要排队啊，很多人在排队啊。
And many people are lining up also to take this bus.
啊，有个年轻人呢，就一直插队，从后面一直插到前面。
And there was a young man that kept on budging, budging all the way from the back to the front.
啊，每插一次啊，他就说啊，这个我爸爸是这个市议会的主席。
And every single time he budges in front of another person, he'll say, My father is so-and-so chairman of this
city
council.
啊，不但是市议员，还是市议会的主席啊。
Not only is he a city council, but he is the chairman of the city council.
然后大家听了以后就不好意思啊，就好像尊敬他，你让他三分啊，就让他插队。
And every single time he budged in front of another person, then others, and he said this, people felt bad, and then they decided not to say anything and let him.
然后插到这位传道的前面，他还是说啊，我的爸爸是市议会的主席。
And when this young man budged right in front of the pastor, he says, My father is the chairman of the council, city council.
然后传道说，那你再说一次，你的爸爸是谁啊？
The pastor says, say again, who do you say your father was?
我爸爸是市委的主席。
My father is the chairman of the city council.
传道说你知道我爸爸是谁吗？
The pastor said, do you know who my father is?
我爸爸是天上父亲。
My father is the God in heaven.
哇，那位年轻人听了以后他就很不好意思，他就退到后面去了。
And that young man, after he heard that, he felt so bad, he went all the way to the back of the line.
不需要争执，不需要吵架。
He did not even need to fight with this young
man. 把天上父亲搬出来就够了。
All he needed to do was to take and let people know who his father was.
只要我们歌颂赞美神，自然就会带来能力。
As long as we praise the name of the Lord, it will bring forth power.
赞美是最有力量的。
For praising the Lord comes with greatest power.
方言是很美的。
For speaking in tongue is something that is so beautiful.
所以我们要乐在其中啊，弟兄姐妹们。
So we need to enjoy this.
要唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.
247首。
247.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
有一次啊，有两位传道者啊，要去帮一位犯鬼的慕道者啊祷告。
There was one time two pastors was going to pray for a demon-possessed person.
那大家就集合在一个姐妹的家里。
And everyone gathered beforehand at a sister's house.
所以那次祷告的人啊，那次聚会的人就是两位传道，还有这个犯鬼的人，还有一位他的朋友，还有那个姐妹啊，姐妹才刚刚生一个 baby， 大概三个月。
And so the people that gathered to pray for the person that was demon possessed was the two pastor, the person demon possessed, and the friend of the person that was demon possessed, and also the sister who just had a baby 3 months ago.
在祷告的时候，这位姐妹哈，因为她怕吵到她的孩子，所以她就抱她孩子到房间里面去睡觉。
So during the time of prayer, because the sister was afraid that the sound of prayer was going to wake up the child, so the sister took the child into another room to sleep.
所以姐妹呢没有参加我们的祷告。
So the sister did not participate in the prayer.
所以在祷告的当中，大概只有四个人哈，我们是确定啊，因为只有四个人在祷告。
And during the time of prayer, so there's only four of us praying.
就两位慕道者啊，两位传道。
So two truth seekers and two pastors.
然后祷告完了。
So after the prayer.
这个姐妹她就出来了。
So the sister then came out of the room.
她就说，刚刚好像她听到很多人在祷告。
And she says, I thought I heard many people pray.
好像不止你们四个人在祷告，那个声音好像几十个人在祷告一样。
It doesn't sound like only the four of you are praying. It sounds like tens of people are praying.
还有人唱灵歌。
And there's people that were singing in spiritual song.
那世上有没有唱灵歌呢？有没有人唱灵歌？
As a matter of fact, was there someone that's actually singing in spiritual song?
没有啊。
No.
是一个犯鬼的，那赶鬼都已经赶来不及了，还要唱灵歌。
And we don't even have time to cast out this demon possessed person. But how do we even have time to sing a spiritual song?
没有人唱灵歌啊，很清楚啊，传道他很清楚啊。
We're all very clear that nobody was singing a spiritual song.
你看我们的方言啊，灵言美不美啊？美啊，太美了。
So indeed, isn't it so beautiful to speak in tongues?
我们不知道而已啊。
We only don't know of this.
我们每次祷告，天使都把它变成，把我们的祷告变成一个很美的声音，祷到神的面前了。
Every single time we pray, the angels change our voice of prayer to become something so beautiful before God's ears.
因为啊，我们啊，这次在学生灵会啊，在大老师举开，那有个学生哈，他就提出问题。
And this time, in the Dallas SSC, there was a student that raised a question.
他说我们以前啊，圣灵啊，听很多见证都是很有能力的，那今天圣灵是不是已经，这个能力是不是已经减弱了？
And the student asked a question that in the past we hear of many testimonies of how powerful the Holy Spirit is, and today has the power of the Holy Spirit subsided?
圣灵的本身的能力会不会减弱？
Well, the Holy Spirit, it's the power of the Holy Spirit itself, does it subside?
会不会减弱？
Does it?
我们这里学生啊，会不会减弱
？So I'm asking the students.
不会嘛，对不对
？We understand that it does not.
那今天到底是什么事情发生在我们身上？为什么我们看起来好像是减弱的
？Then what has happened on ourselves that has caused to make it seem like the power of the Holy Spirit has subsided?
理由很简单嘛。
The reason is very clear.
以前呢，农夫叫做农夫。
In the past, if you're a farmer, you were just a farmer. The ones that fish were fishermen.
捕鱼的啦，农夫啦，回家森林做没事做啊。
And therefore, after the fishermen went out to catch its fish, and they go home, there's nothing else to do.
跟家里的人聊一下天，他们就睡觉了。
And perhaps they'll talk and chat with the people at home, and then they'll go to sleep.
今天不一样，农夫他有电脑啊。
And today it's different because the farmers can even have computers.
捕鱼他电脑啊更精细。
And the fisherman's computer is even more high tech.
他船上也有很多那个什么 GPS 啊，什么要连电脑看看鱼群在哪里呀、啊？什么他要出海以前，现在研究老半天呢、啊。
And even on the fishermen's boats, there's different kinds of gadgets of technology that they use to see where the、most of the fishes are.
我去非洲，非洲很穷，对不对？大家都知道非洲很穷嘛。
When I went to Africa, we all know how Africa is such a poor country.
我很好奇呀、啊，怎么小朋友也有电脑啊？
But I was so amazed and curious of why all the kids have computers.
以前的人呢，回家就没事了，对不对？
So back then, the people after they return home from the work, there's nothing to do.
他们祷告能够祷告一个小时，祷告两个小时，那没事做吗？
When there's nothing to do, then they just pray. They can pray for an hour or 2 hours because there's nothing to do.
我们今天不一样啊。
However, today is very different for us.
没有时间祷告，就是要玩电脑啊。
Because when we go home, we don't have time to pray. We want to play computer. We want to turn on the internet.
啊，这个。一会儿电脑坏了，一会儿电视机坏了，还要请人修理。
And if the computer is broken or the TV is broken, we need to hire someone to fix it.
现在热气坏了，哇，冬天热气坏那更麻烦。热气 ，heater.
Oh, if today the heater
暖气
is broken, then it's even more troublesome.
啊，夏天啊，冷气坏了。
And if in the summer the air conditioning
我们东西很多啊，但东西多有时候会坏呀、啊，会分我们的心呢、啊。
Realize we have a lot of things today. However, these things, when they are broken, they really take us much of our attention away.
So, 以前他们是做一个 focus, 是做一个 focus. 我们今天是很多的这个 focuses.
Back then, people probably only had one focus. However, today we have many focus.
太多了啦。
We have too many things that we focus upon.
So, 要怎么样把这个力量，把这个美再捡回来？
So, how can we capture this beauty of prayer?
要重新啊，重新调整我们的焦距。
Then we need to change our focus.
我们就会得到能力啊，就会带来力量啊。
Then only then can we gain strength.
就能够再次享受方言之美。
Only then can we receive and enjoy the beauty of speaking in tongues.
不相信的话，我们来试试看。
If you don't believe this, let's give it a try.
我们先祷告二十分钟。
Let's pray for 20 minutes.
专心啊，在调整我们焦距。
And we
对准神。
Let's try to change our focus and focus upon God.
啊，不要想其他的。
Let's not think of anything else.
乐在其中啊，在乎我们自己，你乐不乐？你快乐不快乐？你想不想快乐？想不想喜乐？
And to really to be joyful within the state of prayer, do you really want to receive this joy?
好，我们来祷告二十分钟。
Let's pray for 20 minutes.